From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Seth Bodine. More Missouri voters may get to decide how to fund local 911 services after yesterday's Missouri Senate vote. KCUR's Samuel King reports that until this year, Missouri was one of only two states that don't collect 911 fees from wireless customers.
A new state law added a 911 fee for prepaid wireless users to go along with the taxes already in place for landline users. But Democratic Senator Kiki Curls of Kansas City says it wasn't fair that monthly customers weren't included.
It appears to be unfairly targeting either the elderly or low-income people, and I had a real problem with that.
So senators passed a bill that requires Jackson County to ask voters whether they want to institute a fee up to $1 on all landline and monthly mobile phone customers. The proposed law would also allow counties and cities who opted out of the fee another chance to put it to voters. The bill now goes to the House. I'm Samuel King in Jefferson City.
Rural Hospital has been cut off from the federal Medicare program after the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services found serious deficiencies threatening patient health and safety. The Federal Health Agency pulled I-70 Community Hospital in Sweet Springs from its Medicare program on Thursday, KCUR reported. The hospital's interim CEO says the facility is working to address deficiencies so that it can reopen. A common chemical used to kill germs is making bacteria more likely to survive antibiotic treatment. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, Washington University researchers say the chemical triclosan protects some bacteria from antibiotics.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration banned triclosan from consumer soap in 2016, but the chemical is still found in hundreds of products, from cosmetics to yoga mats. Triclosan is supposed to kill bacteria, but WashU scientists say it instead has a protective effect on E. coli and drug-resistant MRSA bacteria often found in hospitals. Corey Westfall is a postdoctoral researcher and one of the study authors.
For at least one of the antibiotics, even after 20 hours, 10% of the cells were still alive, which is quite shocking because normally by that point, they should all be dead.
The research team is investigating how the chemical interferes with antibiotic treatment. I'm Shayla Farzon.
One Missouri lawmaker plans to extend current legislation against plastic bag bans and taxes. Representative Dan Shaw is the sponsor of a bill that would make it illegal to ban or tax plastic straws, cups, containers, and other packaging. Missouri is one of 11 states that currently has legislation prohibiting bans or taxes on plastic bags. I'm Seth Bodine, KBIA News, Columbia.